Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for our readings this morning. Thank you, Jesus, that you were right there in the beginning and you came for us. You came for mankind. You came for your brothers and sisters. And thank you that you experienced what we go through and you walked the walk. And then more than that, you went and you paid the price so that we can all come home. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done, overcoming on the earth, under the earth, and overcoming in heaven, and coming back to your disciples and saying to your disciples, go make disciples. So thank you, Lord. We understand that we are called to walk, to surrender, be empowered by the Spirit, take hold of the kingdom realities, and be all that you want us to be, staying in tune with you, working together with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 28 from verse 16 to 18. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had designated. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted that it is really he. Jesus came up and said to them, all authority, all power of absolute rule in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
Hallelujah. I mean, here's the word, say, this is not a Jesus that just knew a little. Amen. Okay, he left his glory. He came to this earth, and then it was a glory to glory, from baby to young man, the word of God abiding in him, overcoming, to being led by the Spirit, walking into the fullness of the love plan that God has for each and every one, because as he said to his disciples, as the Father sent me, so I sent you, and the works I do, you shall also do, because as much as the Father loves me, he loves you. And after this wonderful picture of kingdom realities, the perfect love, he then paid our price 3 days, three nights, overcame the devil under the earth, set captives free, led the prophets of old into the kingdom, and the devil was put out of heaven. And he comes back and he says, all authority, today is the day of the Lord. Today you need to be disciples. Today you need to be obedient followers. It's not part-time, it's full-time, just as the original disciples were in it, boots and all. We also are called to be in it, boots and all, so that we can experience the reality of Psalm 110. That was prophesied what would happen. He would come to seek and to save, and then save, and then when he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, ruling to crush all darkness under his feet, he would come back to his disciples and he would empower them. And this is exactly what he'd done. And now he's empowering us by the power of the Holy Spirit to put on the armor, to stay in tune and be the lights in the darkness, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. So arise and shine. No more plain church. We are the church. We are the bride. We are the branches grafted into Jesus to flow together with him, working with him. Our labor is not in vain. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.